Sisters not have last forever, and one of them can be the snow. Thank you very much. Let's kiss that off. It is 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have the pleasure now on Good Day of spending some time having some company from Roseanne Cash. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I will hear.
I dig this family.
Well, this is a wonderful musical family. She's got a new CD called The River and the Thread. She's been on with us before as the oldest daughter of one of the country's musical treasures. Roseanne, this may or may not. I'm going to tell you a personal story because mm-hmm. we all relate in a personal way. I don't know that you know what EECP treatments are. Have you ever heard of EECP?
I do not know what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, it is a way for people who have sometimes respiratory issues, they have circulatory issues, to get therapy. And I'm using it as a preventative. I go through an hour a day on this machine that pushes the blood around in your body. And when I'm on the bed, I can listen to music. And so yesterday, I had forgotten that you were going to be with us today. I did know it at one point.
Thank God.
So I'm listening.
We were worried about it, too.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I haven't heard any of the Cash family music for a long time. I swear to you, this was not all it is synchronicity. So I had your father's music and yours. And it was back and forth because they can select on Pandora what you want to listen to. So I'm listening to your music and your father's music. And I think it's a great way for us to begin. In essence, people have to ask you this all the time about the influence of your father, Johnny Cash, on you and your music. And maybe you get tired of answering the question, so you can dance around it if you want to, or you can give us the three-minute version.
Did we help you with your treatment yesterday?
I'm much better today. I have a mental thing because I have a dairy farm outside of Boston in a town called Framingham, and the snow has been so bad, the roofs collapsed on a couple of the barns this morning, and some of the cows got killed. So I have that in the back of my mind. It's sort of floating around in my mind by doing other things.
Well, I don't know that Pandora would help with that, but I'm sorry.
Well, sure would. That music is a powerful healer.
It's
wonderful. It's a great healer. And I have a sense that you understand a lot about healing.
I think that music is the most powerful healing force in the universe. I mean, I'm a musician, so I'm biased in that way. But, yeah, I think music is more powerful than politics, certainly.
Yeah.
And as far as influence, you know, I mean, it's part nurture, part nature. I think I was wired to be drawn to music and to writing and literature as well, and poetry. And then it was always around me, so I was, you know, it was compelling to go in that direction myself.
Well, in essence, your father, your other family members, how this all came to be, in terms of, with all the stories of your father and the things that he was around as he came up through the music business, how did you relate to some of the things going on in his life? How did they impact your life?
You mean, I assume you're talking about his drug addiction.
Addictive personalities being what they are, I'm kind of a believer. I come from a line of addictive personalities, and I think some of it's genetic, frankly, and I wonder how you work around it.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. Well, I mean, then you know you have addiction in the family. It's chaotic and disruptive, and it leaves an imprint, but that wasn't special to us. It just happened on a bigger stage.
Right.
It happened with a lot of people looking at it. And I think that, you know, those things resonate through your life, and you either use them to become more self-aware or you let it destroy you. And I do also believe it's genetic. You know, there are traces of it throughout my family history.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I escaped that particular burden.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's all
not anything
cards.
I did willingly.
No, exactly. But sometimes the way you respond, I mean, I think that's what's happened to me. I just chose not to go down that street. But it can affect your music. It can affect what you think and how you write, I think. How you sing.
Roseanne, I think where all this ties in is one of the great things about the earlier generations of artists is the emotion that they could pour into their music. I think about Ray Charles and B.B. King and obviously your dad. And I listened to one of these cuts here that we're going to feature on your new album. And I hear a lot of that emotion. And I just wonder where you derive that emotion from and how what comes from inside for you to get that emotion.
Well, I think that all artists, you know, that your feelings are the raw material that you work with, right? Your feelings and your experience, that's the raw stuff. And then hopefully you've developed some kind of skill so that you can refine this into something that feels resonant to other people, that feels universal. I mean, that sounds like a grand theory, but, you know, sometimes it's a mess in there, psychically
but
speaking.
But you use that mess.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I got to imagine it's therapeutic for you to get it out and get it on paper.
I hesitate to use the word therapeutic because I think it diminishes real music and real art. But the truth is, it's cathartic. It is. And
all right, let's listen. I want to hear how this all plays into how it winds into the Long Way Home, which is a cut from this new CD, The River and the Thread, Roseanne Cash singing.
Dark highways and the country roads don't scare you like they did. The woods and winds now welcome you to the places you once hid. You grew up and you moved away across a foreign sea. And what was left was what was kept, was what you gave to me. You thought you left it all behind.
So that's The Long Way Home. Tell us about that song. And
so beautiful. Yeah. So jazzy and bluesy, but country. Oh, it's great.
Thank you. That song is a little bit of a centerpiece of The River and the Thread. It's, you know, because all of the songs I co-wrote with my husband, John Leventhal, and they were inspired by several trips we took to the Delta in the last couple years. And I was born in Memphis. But I've lived in New York for 23 years, and I thought that the South was kind of a footnote in my past and nothing that still was alive in my life. And on these trips to the Delta, I just started seeing how deep the connections were and how moved I was by the characters I knew there, the places, the sense of time travel, the music. It was deeply inspiring. And so that song, A Long Way Home, I feel like, you know, in our 20s and 30s, we're trying to find out who we aren't, and we're taking lots of trips and excursions and left turns in our life. And a friend of mine said to me, you know, you figure out you're just taking the long way home. We're all just taking the long way home back to ourselves. And that song comes from that feeling.
And it takes a long time to realize that.
What other kind of inspiration do you get? I mean, obviously the easy ones are your family. I mean, you guys are immensely talented. I have an uncle who can whittle, and you guys have all of that talent in your family. But, you know, where else do you take your inspiration from?
Well, I think you got to be open to it. You know, we were down in the Delta, and we visited Robert Johnson's grave.
Oh, wow.
The greatest blues man of all time. And we went to the Tallahatchie Bridge that was made famous in Ode to Billy Joe. And, you know, you go to these spots, and you've got to be kind of numb not to be thrilled and inspired just to see them. And then we went away, and, you know, because we're songwriters, that's where that energy tends to go.
You ever go way back into your family's history, the Carter Cash family, where you guys basically invented music radio? And I such appreciate the roots of American music that I don't think that you can ignore the power that that has to have on you.
Well, you're right. And there's a song on the new record called 50,000 Watts, and it's about that very thing, that in particularly rural environments and Depression era where the Cash family was in Arkansas, that radio was salvation. and the 50,000 watts, yeah, you know, blanketed Mexico to Canada. So there was a sense of community just by listening to the radio.
And for anybody who doesn't know, it basically radio was just kind of there, and they started putting entertainment on the radio and selling advertising, you know, those soap commercials and whatnot. And that's basically how AM music radio got started, and it all started with the Carter Cash family. And it's just that's the roots of our American music. It's just a powerful, powerful story if you've never read the book. So.
Yeah, I agree. This station that inspired the song 50,000 Watts on my record was, you may know it, WDIA in Memphis.
Sure.
And they used to play in the 50s what was called race music. And,
right.
You know, it was soul and R&B, fantastic. And all of the people who came into that rockabilly movement in Memphis listened to WDIA.
It's, you get Elvis basically took that music and
was it, right.
The DJs would finally play it because a nice white boy was singing it and you know, bam, rock and roll, there you go. But it was basically all of that rhythm and blues and rock and
right.
soul that they just made mainstream. So,
and you know that B.B. King was a DJ back then and, you know, played live on the radio with his guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. And he wasn't called B.B. then. I can't remember his first name now, but it wasn't B.B.
Blues Boy King, but I can't think of James Blues Boy King. I can't remember what it was. All right, let's listen to one more cut. This is Etta's tune, and you can get this at RoseanneCash.com, and I would imagine on iTunes and anywhere else you can buy music, correct?
Yeah, iTunes and Amazon and wherever else people buy records.
All right, well, thank you so much, and this is Etta's tune, and please come back and visit with us again, Roseanne.
Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks
all
very
right.
much.
Temperature, darling, 100 or more. The horse is falling at the dust, violets wilting by the door. But you pour your strongest coffee, and I'll take the back wheel. We'll drive straight down the river.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at markforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on what it is that goes on in your mouth. A lot of people have been asking for years for an alternative way to whiten your teeth. And in Europe, the big teeth whitening trend is something that is actually peroxide-free, a peroxide-free teeth whitening foam. For some people, peroxide, it doesn't mean very much, but peroxide-free, let me tell you, much better. I don't want any of that stuff in my mouth. A healthier solution to teeth whitening. So we've invited Dr. Martin Ginniger to come on the program. He has developed Active White, a peroxide-free teeth whitening solution for those health-conscious people who are like Dr. Ken and me. So I'm going to let Dr. Ken and Dr. Ginniger, the two doctors, have their conversation.
Dr. Ginniger, we love having you back because it still amazes me how someone can have whiter teeth without peroxide. Can you please explain how and why you've formulated Active White?
Sure. Well, it's great to be back, Dr. Ken. Thank you for having me. The key thing with Active White is that it's a foam, and foams penetrate better than the gels that we've been using. So we're able to use a much more gentle whitener, something that's completely peroxide-free, and really that translates to a lot of benefits for people. First of all, you could use the product every day, and second of all, people could go about their healthy lifestyle without putting a dangerous bleach in their mouth. So I really feel it meets a niche in the market. Another great thing about it is that it's so safe you could use it every day. And since really we're all about keeping our, not only making our teeth white, but keeping it white, having a safe product you could use every day, I think is really going to be something really wonderful that people in the United States are now going to be able to enjoy.
Safe and effective. That's what I really like, Dr. Ginniger. I heard that this formula is widely used in Europe, but can you tell me why it's not commonly used here in America?
Well, in Europe, there's a lot of research out there that shows that ingesting peroxide can cause various types of cancers. So the European regulatory agencies have pretty much banned the use of peroxide, at least the consumer use of peroxide, in teeth whitening products. So really, as the inventor of so many other products in the market, many companies came to me and said, hey, we can't use peroxide in Europe because the European scientific community has deemed it to be very dangerous. Can you develop a whitener that would work without peroxide? So I spent many years working on this. And, in the United States, the FDA is a little bit more lax when it comes to the use of peroxide, which is surprising to me, because there was a lot of research out there that shows that it could cause some problems down the road. So I'm kind of happy that now we have this alternative way to whiten teeth without peroxide, and I'm glad finally been able to bring it to the United States for so many great reasons. Number one, you're going to be able to use it safely every day. Number two, because it has no peroxide, you're going to be able to use it without any sensitivity whatsoever. And you can feel really good about using something that's really 99% natural in your mouth, not, you know, a bunch of chemicals.
I bet a lot of people are going to whiten their teeth before the summer, and it's best to start now because today I have a special for my listeners, Dr. Ginniger. How long will the whitening last?
Well, with Active White, because it contains a gentle whitener, it really takes around 2 to 4 weeks before you are finished with your whitening. In about 2 to 4 weeks, you'll see about a 6 or 7 shade difference. And that whitening will technically last for years upon years. But the good news is with Active White is that it's a safe product, and you can use it every day. So once you've completed your 2 to 4 week of whitening regimen, and really that's up to the individual person to see how long they want to use the product, to see how white their teeth are going to get, then you could use the product once a week for the rest of your life to keep your teeth white. So really the answer is your whitening will last indefinitely.
All right. You just heard it straight from the creator of Active White. Say hello to your beautiful new white smile. As a special to folks listening right now, you can try Active White risk-free by dialing 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Call now, get a free gift, the Active White Stain Eraser Pen, and free shipping. 800-867-4089 for Active White right now. 800-867-4089. Our thanks to Dr. Martin Ginniger for being here with us. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's
going on?
33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Most of you know that in addition to being a broadcaster, I am a dairy farmer and have a dairy farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham, where I grew up, and have tried hard over the years to sort of keep, I don't know if it's a dream or reality, whatever it is. I suppose there are a number of different things you can use to describe why I decided to fight the odds. It's kind of it's a movie against all odds. There have been a lot of reasons not to do this, but I felt it was important in a lot of different ways. And part of it is my philosophy about life and being healthy and living and trying to contribute that way, because I have the expertise and I have the ability to do it, or I have had the ability. But there have been a number of things that have happened the last 3 or 4 years that have given me cause to think that I maybe ought not to be swimming against the tide as much as I am. And you wonder sometimes what messages are. I have very strong spiritual beliefs, and I believe there are reasons for things. I don't know that you always figure out what the reasons are, but there's a reason. And the latest thing that many of you who have farms or many of you have businesses have suffered because of the weather, the heavy snow and its impact, one of the sides of, I have barns that are constructed out of steel and concrete that go back to the Works Progress Administration. And onto those, we've added some shelters about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. Edgar, who was my beloved farm manager for 14-15 years, who was a construction guy, built this extension onto the barn, which was an overhang that covered the feedlot. And so when the cows get done milking, they go down, there's bunkers, and it's filled with feed for them. And so what happened about an hour ago is a large portion of this area where the roof is about 15 to 16 feet over the cows, so we get the machinery underneath it to put feed in the bunkers, collapsed under the weight of the snow. This snow that came yesterday and last night was especially heavy. If you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, you'll see a picture of my niece driving down the driveway into the home farm, and you can't see the driveway, you can't see anything. All you can see is snow and maybe the rail fence, showing you how hard it was snowing for a 4 or 5 hour period. So we have a number of buildings and greenhouses. I've lost greenhouses. Last year I lost a greenhouse that I had rebuilt twice, and I finally gave up on it and said, okay, we're going to put up a pole building. And this building that collapsed is a pole building. And all of the things that we use to build on the farm are from the farm. We have our own, I'm pretty, you know, self-sufficient. I have my own sort of sawmill. We take wood from the farm, and we cut it, and that's where all of this stuff came from that we put up on the roof. Anyway, bottom line, and that's somebody else calling now. They're about, at first blush, it looked like 12 cows are killed. Not sure whether it's more or not. But I will tell you, for the first time in a long time, I feel like the town is sort of on my side. There's been an amazing outpouring. I just talked to the town manager who was there, and the chairman of the Board of Selectmen called me, and the fire department is there, the public works people are there, all trying to save these cows, some of whom are still trapped underneath the debris.
Is the news there?
The news is, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
Proud to be there. You can't.
Yeah.
That'll be the front page. Well, it'll be the front page story.
The local news.
I'm going to tell you something. You lose 12 animals like that, it's going to make...
Well, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that that's what it is. And as luck would have it, I'm going back today in an hour. I'm going to the airport to get on a plane to go back anyway. I didn't want to go back to this.
I guess that there was good timing, right?
Well, but good or bad timing, but... at any rate, I mean, at this point, you don't do anything except you clean up the debris, you bury the cows, and you know, think. Okay,
and be thankful no one was in there.
Exactly, that there were no people.
I find that amazing.
But I really am. This is the first time I have felt in a long time that there were people there who were paying attention. You know, this is an asset that is very unusual. And I don't say it because it's mine, because it isn't really mine. I'm just the custodian of it at the moment. It's something that would go on if my plans come to fruition. It just stays as a farm forever. I'm trying to save the land. That's what I, you know, went through all this stuff to do, because it's an important piece, frankly, of the region, kind of an important piece of an old Americana that does deserve to be saved. And so that's why I have done it. But I will tell you, some of the obstacles, oof, man. There isn't anything that's come out of this winter. Everything. The store has been closed three times because the animals, you know, are suffering the frostbite, affects the quality of the milk, so we stop selling the milk because we sell the raw milk at the store. And so the business has been virtually non-existent for the better part of 2.5-3 months. So, you know, it's just that sort of thing. But then you get into the deeper side of it, which is, what does this all mean? What's the meaning of these events? And so we contemplate that. But I am very heartened by the response of the people in the town. So, anyway, having said that, I want Uri Geller to join us in a moment, because he can put an interesting spin on realities like this. So we'll do that. And Jennifer, why don't you give us a couple of quick headlines as far as things that we haven't touched on today. I don't know that we've talked about the president suggesting that, he wouldn't suggest this, but there was a study done indicating that if the 10-10 wins, that we'll lose about 500. So 10-10 wins, if you've got a job at minimum wage, you lose it. About 500,000 jobs could be in jeopardy because of this. And that's one of the headlines that will deserve a little bit more examination as we go through the rest of the week. What else, Jen?
Well, the big stories today, the Powerball, if you want to do something a little bit lighter, is actually the top story and trending all over the place. The Powerball jackpot is gigantic. It grows to $400 million. Also, the Olympics, we've been tossing around where the U.S. is. I believe we're back in second place again. And then I think probably the most important story of the day today, Dougie, is that General Motors is in trouble, because they knew as early as 2004 that the new Chevy Cobalt had an ignition switch that could inadvertently shut off the engine while driving. This is according to depositions in a civil suit against GM that was obtained by the USA Today. At least six people died because of those accidents involving the switches in the GM compacts, prompting the automaker to recall 778,000 plus automobiles from its 2005 to 2007 Cobalt line, and the Pontiac G5 compacts also in North America. So that's a big story. They'll be in some big trouble if that's true.
So I just got I have a tickler on my site for the local news. What do you think?
I bet there was a roof collapse.
Breaking news. Roof collapse at Eastley Farm. Animals trapped inside.
Aww.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Uri in a moment here. This is Good Day.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblack is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblack is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblack is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblack is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about a holiday that has passed, and that is Valentine's Day. And I want to tell you why I am anti-Valentine's Day. I don't like that holiday. Yes, I have a loved one. I have a loved one that I've been married to for the better part of 42 years, and I love her dearly, and I know she loves me even more. But yet we both hate Valentine's Day. Why should we set aside one day to show each other how much we love each other? We should do that every day, and so should you. That is why I am against Valentine's Day, because every day that you are with a loved one, be it a spouse, be it a family member, be it a partner, it doesn't matter. You should be celebrating that love each and every time that your hands are held, that your eyes make contact. You should have that passion and that romance become part of your life forever. And that's the message. Be in love every day. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Now, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller is here. I am interested in Uri for lots of different reasons. He and I have been friends for 20 years. He is one of the most interesting and unusual people on the planet. Has great powers. He has managed to instill spoon bending into world culture. In a sense, he was involved, or I don't know that you really were involved. The spoon bending part of this commercial. In the Super Bowl, what does it connote, Uri?
Well, what it does, the significance of that commercial, by the way, it's a brilliant commercial. You can see it on my Facebook page. It's a takeoff of The Matrix. If you remember the Matrix, the first film with Keanu Reeves, when Keanu walks into the Oracle, and in the Oracle there are children who pick up a spoon and teach Keanu Reeves, how to bend a spoon with the power of the mind. And then the last phrase is, there is no spoon, it's your mind that bends. So I just think that what a brilliant commercial to bring back my spoon bending into it. And a lot of people have to kind of ask my permission to allow them to use the spoon bending because they don't really know whether I copyrighted it or not. But I'm always flattered when hundreds, if not thousands of magicians have duplicated my spoon bending and key bending worldwide. And I'm very happy about that. For me, it's an honor to have other young mentalists and magicians use certain or imitate or copy certain demonstrations of the power of the mind into their own act.
You know, as I listen to you and what you just said, I want to repeat because this is, I've not heard you say this before. It isn't that the spoon is bending, it's that the mind is bending. Is that more or less what I heard you say?
Exactly.
So what does that mean?
Love that.
You still haven't seen The Matrix yet, which basically the premise is that nothing is real, tangible. Everything is being made up in your brain as you go. We're just
going
through
life. So Rory's not really bending the spoon.
That was exactly the answer. Brilliant. What it means is that we might have an alternative reality out there, a different reality. Maybe, Doug, I'm just now making you up. You don't really exist, but my mind is making you up, vice versa. Maybe you were talking to me, but is there a real Uri Geller? Maybe your subconscious mind creates that alter reality. Mm. It's fascinating stuff. It's all to do with quantum entanglement and quantum mechanics. And it's just brilliant the way they brought that spoon bending into that commercial that was watched by 125 million people.
All right, so let me lay this one on you. I have my own, alternative reality at the moment, and I wonder whether this is real. I was just talking on the air. You know about my dairy farm and the cows and stuff. And because of the bad snow, one of the roofs collapsed this morning and a number of cows were killed. And so as I think about that and what you've just said, maybe the cows aren't dead. Maybe there's an alternative reality. I mean, their bodies are there and there's no life in them. And can we say that for life in general? Can we say that for the grandmother who died this morning or somebody who got killed in an automobile accident? This goes to the business about life after death.
Yes.
All of these things, what seems, because there's no life in that body, does that mean that being is dead? And perhaps under the circumstances that we're talking about, the answer is no.
Yes, I love that. I love what you said, and I'm really sorry to hear about your cows because I know how dedicated and, you love them, and I'm really sorry. You saddened me now, but what you said now is true. Life after death does exist because we go back to that amazing equation, E equals MC squared. Everything is made from energy in the universe, not only on planet Earth, but the stars and the moons and the beyond, the different galaxies are all energy. Energy, energy, energy. Energy vibrates. Energy cannot cease. Energy cannot die off. Energy translates and molds itself and shapes itself into different other forms and different other realities and formations of mind power. Remember, the last frontier is not space. The last frontier is the mind.
Is the mind. So it isn't under the water. It isn't out in space. It's what goes on in your mind. And what secrets there may be that will perhaps never be unlocked. We may never understand all of this stuff. Just thinking about quantum physics gives me a headache. But, that's really kind of what the spiritual world is all about. That's what you and I both embrace.
Yeah, very much so.
But we don't understand it.
Yep.
We embrace it, yet we do not know what really it's all about. That's really the bottom line here. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, whose website is always full of fascinating things, URIGELLER, Uri Geller. Go visit, see what's going on in the alternative world, if you will. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
A It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
That's Richard McFadden, and Ken Kessler's here also. Doug, you'll be joining us in a minute, along with Warren Eckstein. Coming up next, it's about 54 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. The ones are getting it done. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Good Day Show with lots of pet news and tips to help keep your pet healthy, especially during the cold weather. Now, Warren, do you have any tips for how long dogs should stay in it outside? He's going to be joining us. All right. So Warren will be with us here momentarily.
All right. Here you go. He's there.
Oh, now he's here. We found you, Warren. Hi.
I am here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, with all the cold weather, this is my big question for you. As someone who lives in California, we don't have to deal with this a lot, but for people on the East Coast, how long is too long for dogs to be outside? Obviously, I'm guessing cats should probably stay in during the winter months, right? You should probably do the litter box thing inside the house. But for dogs, if they need to go out, take a walk, how long is the right time during cold weather?
That's really a great question. It really depends on how often the dog is outside. You know, Mother Nature is an amazing thing. If a dog spends more time outside, the coat develops, and therefore it's able to stay out longer. But if it's a typical dog that's walked 3 or 4 times a day, spends maybe 10 or 15 minutes outside a day, when you are too cold to stay outside, that's when your dog needs to come in.
The rule is if you're too cold, your dog is too cold. What about if you have a smaller dog? I've seen a lot of people do the sweater thing with their small dogs. Is that necessary?
I think it's a good idea. Again, you know, you have to remember that most dogs now live in climate-controlled apartments and houses where it's like 68 or 72 degrees all the time.
They've gone soft on
smaller dogs, you know, it's real important to put a little coat or sweater on them when you take them out for that walk. And it's real important if it's snowing or they get wet to dry them off when you bring them inside. Specifically, younger dogs and older dogs, they're the ones more susceptible to problems.
They have little doggy sneakers to keep their feet dry.
Yeah, you know, I tried putting those on my dogs and it gave me a look like, are you kidding me, Warren? but there are some, I know dogs that absolutely love them, you know. So, yeah, if your dog will wear them, it's a great idea. But if your dog won't wear them, it's critical if you're walking your dog. I just did a story on Facebook about a dog that got electrocuted while walking down the street in New York because they have those subways on the streets.
Right.
So if you're walking your dog, be careful of that, but also make sure you wipe the feet off carefully because people use salt and other types of chemicals on the streets, and the dogs can lick them when they get home, get irritated, ingest them, and can get very sick.
That's interesting. Now, there's a story today over at DougSteffen.com, Warren. You've got to check it out about this camel that escaped and just wreaked havoc all over Southern California. Did you see it?
I heard the story, but I didn't see it. But, you know, that's the least we have to worry about is a loose camel in Southern California.
Exactly.
Must be hump day.
It's the people that freak me out.
All right. For more information on Warren Eckstein, check him out over at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.